We have started.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your grace toward us. Thank you, Father, for your compassion and love and kindness toward us. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Lord, for giving us strength and peace and prosperity and dominion. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives and situations. Thank you, Father, for subduing Satan under our feet. Thank you for subduing sicknesses and diseases under our feet. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for opening doors unto us. Thank you for your interventions in our situations. Thank you for bringing to pass your promises and prophecies concerning us. Thank you, Lord, for destroying the works of darkness and the weapons of darkness that were formed against us. Thank you, Father, for exalting your name in our lives above every other name. Blessed be your holy name. Be praised forever. In Jesus' name. We are grateful, Lord, for all the miracles we have received from you. We are thankful for all the signs and wonders your power have done in our lives. And we are also very grateful because whatever we have gotten from you is just the beginning. We are still going to get a lot from you. Thank you, Father. We thank you for our sicknesses that you have taken away. Thank you, Lord, for our diseases that you have taken away. Thank you for our captivities that you have taken away. Thank you for all the burdens, all the yokes of darkness upon our lives that you have removed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here this morning to learn at your feet, to seek your face, and also to pray. Oh Lord, I ask that you bless every one of us. In Jesus' name. Bless us beyond our imaginations. Bless us beyond our expectations. bless us in our bodies, bless us in our souls, and bless us in our spirit. In Jesus' name. Give us healing, blessings, and deliverance blessings. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do more than our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. As we normally do, we're going to have some teaching from the Word of God. And after that, we're going to pray. Today, I want us to learn something from the healing of blind Bartimaeus. We know the story. I'm sure many of you have read it in your Bibles, how Jesus healed the blind man called Bartimaeus. Yeah, so we're going to learn some things from that story before we pray. So let us open our Bibles to the book of Mark. Open your Bibles to the book of Mark, chapter 10. Mark, chapter 10. I'm going to read from verse 46 to the end. From verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Verse 48. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." Verse 49, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Praise the Lord. The Bible says immediately. Immediately he received his sight. How did this man receive his sight? By faith. Yeah. Immediately received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. This morning, I want you to learned from this man that was blind, especially from his feet. The Lord wants us to learn from his feet, because it is by his feet he got the healing. By his feet. And usually when you have feet, it's going to show in your action. Our Bible says faith without work is dead. At least you know where that is in the Bible. It's in the book of James. Faith without works is dead. Is dead. When your faith does not have action, is a dead faith. I pray that you will not have a dead faith. So your faith must go with action. Because some people, they say they have faith, but they don't have works. And they miss a lot of things. They never get their blessings. They never get their breakthroughs. Because they only had faith. And the faith they had has no works. Let me read that please for you. Where the Bible says, faith without works is dead. James chapter 2. James chapter 2. I'm going to read from verse 14. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? Though a man say he have faith, but that man does not have works. That is, that man doesn't put his faith into action. That's the meaning of work here. The work here doesn't mean working for a company to get paid, or working for an employer to get paid. That's not the works. That's not the meaning of the works in this place. The meaning of the work here means the attitude that should follow our faith in God, the action that should follow our faith in God. So if we say we trust Him, if we say we believe in Him, if we say we depend on Him, we should have work that proves that we do. We should have actions that really show that we do trust Him. This man of God said, what does it profit, my brethren? Though a man say he has faith and have not worked, can faith save him? So there is no profit when there is no work following your faith in God. Your faith will produce no result. Let me read further in verse 15. If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be you warmed and filled. Notwithstanding, ye give them not those things which are needful to the body. What does it profit? That is, somebody came to you, your fellow believer came to you naked, hungry, in need, and the only thing you could say is, God bless you, my brother. God bless you, my sister. Go and take care of yourself. Or you say, God will take care of you. God will bless you. God will fill your stomach with food. Whereas you have those things in your house, or you have money you could give the person. Yeah. Will your prayer for the person work? No, it will not. Yeah. The prayers from your mouth for that person will not work. Why? Because that is not what God demands at that time. What God demands at that time is that you solve the problem. Yeah, because God blessed you because of such moments. Yeah, the money you have, God gave you because of a moment where someone in need will come to you asking for help. Yeah, because of your fellow believers that are suffering. That was why God blessed you. So if you refuse to help at such time, your faith is fake. Yeah. Your faith in God is fake. It's not real. Let me read further. Verse 17, James chapter 2. Even so, faith, if it hath not worked, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Yeah, you see that? He said, I will show you my faith by my works. Yeah, so how to show that we have faith is by our works, by our actions. That is how we show that we have faith, that we trust God. Yeah, because if you can't give to support God's work, to support God's servants, and to support your fellow brethren, it shows that you don't have faith. Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, it can even show that you are not yet born again. Verse 19, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. So it's not only you that believe that there is God. It is not only you that believe that, that there is only one God, and that God has power to do anything. Even the demons believe that. Yeah, so how will you be different from the demons and the agents of darkness? You'll be different by showing your faith with work. You'll be different by the action that follows your faith. Yeah, because even today, the people in darkness seems to have faith more than Christians. Even today, the agents of Satan, they seem to have faith more than the people that call themselves Christians, because they believe God. They know God. And in fact, they know that God hates sin. Yeah, and they know that sin should be avoided at all costs. Yeah, so how will you be different from devil worshippers, from agents of darkness? Is it just by you believing that God has power? Is it just by you believing in Jesus? No, because they also believe in Jesus. They also believe in God and in God's power. Yeah, they believe. If they don't believe, they will not be fighting against God so hard. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. If Satan doesn't believe in Jesus and in the power of Jesus, he will not be fighting Jesus and his kingdom so hard. He's fighting God's kingdom so hard because he knows what the kingdom of God is capable of. He knows what the power of God is capable of. Yeah, so he's afraid. Yeah, the Bible says he knows he has a very short time. Yeah, so he's afraid and he wants to destroy as many lives as possible before his time will be up. Yeah, so what really sets a difference between we Christians and the people in the kingdom of darkness is the works that follow our faith. Praise the Lord. Verse 20. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? Yeah, this man was saying that Abraham was not only justified by faith, he did something. Yeah. He was almost going to kill his only son, the only son of promise, even the one that God said, this is the one that we inherit your possessions, and also inherit the promise, the covenant that I've made with you. And God placed a demand for that only son, Isaac. God said he should go and sacrifice his only son. Yeah. So Abraham did not just believe God. He took action. He was going to kill that son. Yeah. Before God appeared to him and stopped him. So today, many people would say Abraham's blessings are mine. Yeah. But they do not take the kind of actions Abraham took. Yeah. They easily would say Abraham's blessings are mine. but they look away from the sacrifice of Abraham. Yeah, they do not copy the lifestyle of Abraham, how he was sacrificial to the point of killing his own son because God demanded for it. Yeah. And it was at that moment that God made an everlasting covenant with Abraham. Though God had been making promises to him before that moment. But it was in that moment when he was going to slaughter his only son. It was in that moment that God made an everlasting covenant. In fact, God swore by his name, by himself. It's more like saying, as God said, as long as I am God, or as long as I remain God, in blessing you shall be blessed. God began to rain a lot of blessings upon him. Why? Because he demonstrated faith with real actions. Yeah. I pray that you will begin to add works to your faith. In Jesus' name. Yeah, God swore by his name when he was making a covenant with Abraham. Yeah, and that covenant still stands to today. Yeah, so the faith of one man generated a covenant that is still speaking up to this very day. Do you know that even your own faith can generate a covenant that will continue to speak even after you have died? That covenant will continue to speak for your children and children's children. Yeah. That is, if you choose to walk with God in this way. Yeah, a lot of Christians claim they are walking with God. They have relationship with God. But when it comes to showing their faith through actions, through works, they have found one thing. I pray you will not be like such Christians. Yeah. Verse 23, James chapter 2. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Yeah. Can you see that? As the body without the spirit is dead, you know, just as if anyone stopped breathing, they are dead. Just as the breath in your nose gives your body life, even so you give life to your faith by the work of faith. That is how you give life to your faith. Yeah, but I don't know why many Christians, you know, many Christians today seem to be failing. Yeah, they seem to be failing in this aspect. Yeah, if you tell them, if you tell them to pray, they can pray. You tell them to fast, they can fast. Yeah, but when it comes to showing their faith in God through works, they start to find excuses. Yeah, and these are the same people that are complaining that they have been trusting God for this and that for years, and have not received any help or breakthroughs from God. These are the same people that go from one church to another, or from one man of God to another, asking for prayers, yeah, seeking for solutions to their problems. Whereas the solution to their problems is right in their hands. Yeah, because their faith is dead. And that is why nothing seems to be working in their lives. Because their faith is dead. Yeah, they are not putting their faith to action. Yeah, they are not putting their faith to action. Yeah, I pray that you will put your faith to action. Yeah, I know you might be saying, what about fasting and prayer? Is that not putting faith to action? Of course, we pray because we have faith, and we fast because we have faith. But that is not all that you should do. Yeah, that is not all that you should do, because I've seen Christians that they just finished praying. They just finished praying, and then the next thing, they start to do things that is contrary to faith. Yeah, this is someone that just prayed that God should bless him or bless her, in few minutes after the prayer, I mean just some minutes after the prayer, the same person started to call some people, maybe call an uncle somewhere that have some money, and say, "Uncle, please, I need help. Uncle, please send some money." Yeah, that action alone already destroyed the prayers or the fasting that such believer had just done. Yeah, because if you were going to call the uncle, why did you put God about it in the first place? Why did you pray about it in the first place? If you already had someone in mind. I don't know if you're getting my point. If you already had someone in mind to solve your problem, why did you go to God in the first place? Yeah. So if you really believe God, then you have to prove it with your actions. Yeah. You have to prove it with your actions. Or maybe you are trusting God for marital breakthrough. You want God to send you the right man or woman to marry. And then after you have prayed that God should do that, you started to try to seduce the opposite sex. Maybe with your conversation, or in your conversation with the opposite sex, or in your dressing, you try to, you know, look in a way or act in a way to show the person that you are available for a relationship, that you are available for marriage. Yeah, you're trying to give the person an impression that the person should ask you out, or you know, propose to you. Yeah, that action alone is against the prayers you just prayed that God should give you a marriage partner. Yeah, because if you could get a man for yourself, why trouble God? If you could get a man that will marry you by yourself, then why pray to God to give you a marital breakthrough? Yeah, so we prove our faith through our actions. And your actions start from your thoughts. Yeah, from the thoughts in your mind. That is how you prove that you have faith. Yeah, so God is not a fool. Yeah, somebody said, God is merciful, but he is not a fool. Yeah, God is not a fool. And you can't fool him, you can't deceive him. And whatever you sow is what you will reap. God cannot be mocked. Yeah, God cannot be mocked. So if you really trust him, God himself will know that you trust him. And if you don't, God also will know that you don't. Yeah. And he's going to really respond fast in helping you after you have really proven that you trust him and that you have no other option beside him, that you have no other help beside him. Yeah, when you have proven that all your trust is in God and in nothing else, that is when you begin to see God in action. Yeah, but until you prove that through your works, through your actions, you might not see any miracle happen. You might not see any intervention come from God. So these are things that many Christians are not looking into. Yeah, these are things that we try to close our eyes against, whereas these are the main these are the main things that determines our victory and success and answers to prayers. Yeah, these are the main things. This thing that we are talking about right now, this issue of adding works to your faith, these are the main things, or the major things that determines whether you will get healed, or you will get delivered, or you will receive blessings and answers from God. I pray that you fix your faith wherever it has gone wrong. Yeah, I pray you fix it and correct it in Jesus' name. So let us go back to that story of blind Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10. The story of blind the story of the healing of blind Bartimaeus. Let me start from verse 46 again. Mark chapter 10 from verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. Take note of a great number of people. There was a great number of people, including this blind man. And perhaps there were other blind men in that place. Because the Bible said a great number of people. They were by the side of the highway. So as Jesus and his disciples were passing, many people were in that place. So I guess the place is more like maybe a market center or a city center. So there were a lot of people there doing their daily businesses. Now, verse 47. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, that was passing by, he began to cry out. Now, you need to understand that something have been going on in the mind of this blind man before Jesus was passing by. Faith have been in his mind. He must have heard a lot about Jesus, how he saved many people, how he healed many people. He must have heard a lot about all the miracles Jesus had been doing or had done. And he must have made up his mind that anytime this man passed this place, I'm going to voice out. Because he was already tired of begging. So it was obvious that the man doesn't want to continue to beg. It was obvious. Because when Jesus asked him what he wants or what he wanted, he said he wants his sight so that he can walk and make money by himself. He doesn't want to continue to depend on what anybody would give him. So he doesn't want to remain in that place of begging. He wanted to be free. So somehow he had this thought in his mind that whenever this man, this miracle worker, passes by, I'm not going to lose that opportunity. I'm going to cry out. So faith has already been conceived in his heart because he has heard of all the miracles Jesus had done. Now, how much have you heard? I mean, you that is listening to me right now. How much have you heard about Jesus and about his wonders? How much have you heard? I'm sure you have heard much more than what this blind man heard in those days. Because today, there is a lot of accounts of the wonders of Jesus. Yeah, there's a book called God's Generous. I don't know if any of you have read that book before. In fact, the book has different series. Yeah. In that book, God's Generous, you're going to see a lot of the works, the wonders of Jesus. Yeah, true men and women like you and I, how God worked wonders and how many people got delivered, healed. And not only that, those are just historical accounts of revivals and wonders of God. Then what about wonders that is still happening right now as I'm talking to you? Right now as I'm talking to you, we have a lot of ministries, churches, and they have records of powerful demonstrations of Jesus. Yeah, records of powerful testimonies of the power of Jesus. How Jesus saved many lives, healed many. Yeah, some of these ministries, we see them on television. Yeah. Some, we hear about them on the social media. Some, we even see, face to face, we see these miracles happen face to face in their meetings, in their church meetings. Yeah, so today there is too many records of God's signs and wonders among us. Too many. A lot of books on the, on the manifestations of the healing power of God. A lot of books out there. Yeah, books that contains true life testimonies, true life stories of people that experienced God's power in their lives and were delivered and were healed and were transformed. We have so many testimonies of the faithfulness of God and of the power of Jesus today. And many of you have heard all these testimonies. And my question is, the things you heard, what did they do to you? The things you heard about Jesus, about the power of Jesus, what did those pains do to you? Yeah, because what this man had did something to him. I mean, this man, blind Bartimaeus, the things he heard about Jesus did something to him. It created a faith in him, a desperate faith. Yeah. You know, to the point that he was so determined that whenever this man passes by, I will not lose the opportunity. So all the things that you have seen in the Bible, the things you have read, the things you have heard about Jesus and his power, what did they do to you? Yeah, did those things give you faith? Yeah, that's the first question. Did the things you had, did they give you faith? Now, the second question is, if they do give you faith, what did you do about that faith? Yeah, let us look at the passage again. Verse 47, Mark chapter 10. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out. Yeah. So another question for you is, what did you do about the faith that stood up in your heart when you had testimonies about God's power? Yeah. When you read about what Jesus did in time past to people, how he helped people, healed people, delivered people, saved people, revived people. When you heard about all those news or you read about them, and then you got faith in your heart, what did you do about that faith? Did you just sit down and just, maybe you just smile and then you say, oh, Jesus is so wonderful. See how Jesus healed that little girl. Oh, see how Jesus made that crippled man to walk. Oh, Jesus is so wonderful. And then you just stop there. Yeah. I pray that you will begin to do something about your faith in Jesus' name. Yeah. So don't think all the miracles Jesus has been performing, don't think is from man. I mean, from the men of God or women of God. Yeah. The miracles are from Jesus. Yeah. Miracles don't happen because a man of God is so special or a woman of God is so special. No. Miracles happen because people believe in Jesus or in the power of Jesus, and then Jesus showed himself and demonstrated his power. That is how miracles happen. So it's not about our anointing a man of God is or a woman of God is. It's not about the anointing of a man of God is about Jesus showing himself to do those things. Yeah. And God usually confirmed that it is not about the people he's using, by making sure that others don't get healed. That is how God confirms that it is not about the person or the minister he is using for those miracles. How God confirms that it's not about the person is that there will always be people who are also in the same meeting that will also not get healed. Yeah, there will always be people who would attend the same healing meeting or deliverance meeting and yet not get healed and not get delivered. Yeah. And God does that to show that it's not about the person ministering. In fact, there will always be people that, you know, that would still not be healed even after the man of God or the woman of God lay hands on them. I mean, touch them for healing. Yeah, there will always be people like that. Yeah, to prove that it is not about the man of God or the woman of God, that it is about Jesus and faith in Jesus. Yeah. And of course, it is possible that in a meeting, all the sick people there will get healed. Yeah, because that happened in the Bible, because we saw how Jesus healed all the sick people in a place at once. And there was nobody left that wasn't healed. It's possible. Yeah. And it is possible when there is high level of faith in the atmosphere. Yeah, when so many people believe. Yeah, and you know, and they put their faith into action. Definitely, all of them can get healed. But we also saw in the scriptures how Jesus went to a place and he couldn't heal many people there because they did not believe on him. So my point is that get it right in your faith life as a Christian. Get it right. Yeah, God have already done enough to help your faith. He has given you the Bible. And not only that, he has given you historical records of his power manifesting on earth to solve all kinds of problems. Yeah, God, I've done enough to help your faith. Yeah, so now is your turn. Now is your own turn to put that faith into action, to make that your faith work for you. Yeah. You'll be surprised that many people will keep having testimonies, even here in this ministry. And you might be left out. Why? Because those people, they put their faith into action. And in so doing, they kept having testimonies. Whereas you know, you're just there, trusting God for years and nothing is changing. Yeah. So you need to do something about your faith in God. As this man did something, he cried out. He set aside the shame. He doesn't care about the shame. Yeah, he was ready to make a stand. He was ready he was ready to do the best or worst he can do to get the attention of Jesus. Yeah, so he doesn't care if the people around were not comfortable with his shout. He doesn't care what anybody would say or would think. He was desperate to get the attention of Jesus. Because he believed that once he's able to get Jesus' attention, his problem will be solved. Yeah. And he was willing to do everything it takes to get his attention. Yeah. How much have you done to get Jesus' attention? How much have you done? Yeah. Mind you, millions of people all over the world are crying out to God. They are praying, even right now. Don't you think you need to pray your own prayer in a way that you will get his attention? Yeah, don't you think you need to seek him carefully and passionately and diligently in such a way that you'll be able to get his attention? Because a lot of people are seeking for solutions through prayers and fasting. As I'm talking to you right now, there are people on prayer mountains, and they have been there for months begging God for a solution, for an intervention. And there you are, you're just sitting down in your room, and you're not even that serious with your personal prayers. Yeah, how do you expect to get his attention first before those people? Or why do you think you should do great things in your life when there are some people that are seeking him more than you are seeking him, and yet they haven't gotten any interventions yet? I don't know if I get my point. There are people somewhere seeking God more than you are seeking him, and he hasn't attended to them yet. Why do you think he should leave those people and come to you? What have you done to deserve that you should leave those people and come to you first to solve your own problem? I pray that you'll be wise in seeking God in Jesus' name. Yeah, so we must be desperate as blind Bartimaeus was desperate. Yeah, we must take no, we must not take no for an answer. You must be desperate in your prayers and in your actions. Yeah. Somebody was lavishing huge amount of money on God, and so people were questioning, why are you wasting your money? Why are you giving such amount to God? He was just smiling. He said, you people don't know anything. He didn't listen to them. He continued to lavish huge amounts of money on God. Why? Because he was trying to get God's attention. The people were discouraging him. You don't even know what they will use this money for. You're just giving this money to this church or to this ministry. You don't even ask what are they going to use it, what are they going to do with your money? Don't you think it's too much what you are giving? Do you think they even need this amount in this church? A lot of people were discouraging him, but he kept on laughing. He said, if you don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, he said, I know what I'm doing. If you don't know. So he continued to lavish the money. I mean, or maybe I should use the word waste. He continued to waste the money on God. Yeah, why? Because he was trying to get God's attention. He wasn't trying to get the attention of the church leaders or the pastor or the founder of the ministry. He was trying to get God's attention. And he knew that is how to get his attention. And he knew that God is in that place. He's pouring out his money on. Yeah. So when you are desperate, God himself will know that you are desperate, because your actions will prove it. Yeah. Your actions will prove it. Yeah. Your actions will prove it. I pray that you will be desperate in demonstrating your faith in Jesus' name. When you really know without a doubt, who you believe and what he is capable of, you will be desperate. Yeah, you will be desperate. Let us look at the rest of the verses in this passage before we pray. Now, verse 49. Okay, verse 48. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal. Yeah, many people were saying, why are you trying to disgrace yourself? Yeah, many people were telling him, don't disgrace yourself. Why not just keep quiet? Let this man go in peace. But that was even when he cried out the more. Yeah, what can we learn from him? It means that when people or situation is telling you, stop praying or stop trusting God. If God was going to help you, wouldn't he have helped you by now? When everyone is discouraging you and saying, stop doing all these things, stop doing all these spiritual exercises, stop this prayer, stop this giving, stop this. If God was going to bless you, you know, shouldn't he have done it by now? We can learn from here that that is even when to do it more. Yeah, when everything is saying you should stop demonstrating your faith, when everything is saying you should stop putting your faith into action, that is when you should even do it the more. Praise the Lord. I pray that you will be wise. In Jesus' name. Now, what happened after this man put in more effort? Verse 49, Mark chapter 10. And Jesus stood still. So he prevailed eventually. I pray that you will prevail. Yeah, his faith prevailed. His shout prevailed. Because now Jesus had to stand still. Yeah, because Jesus was actually hearing him when he started to shout. Jesus was hearing the shout, but he continued to move. He was hearing, but he continued to move. But when the shout reached a very high pitch, Jesus stopped. Yeah, I pray that Jesus would stop by your place, by your house, to change your life. In Jesus' name. Yeah, when the shout became intense, Jesus stood still. Yeah, maybe you are thinking you have already fasted enough. Fast more. Maybe you think you have prayed enough. Pray more. Yeah. Until you get his attention. Don't stop. I pray that you will put all these things you hear in this program. Yeah, because I know some of you don't apply these things you hear in this program. But I pray you'll be wise to apply them in your daily life. In Jesus' name. So we know the rest of the story. Jesus stood still and asked them to bring him. And then Jesus asked him, what should I do for you? He said, I want to see. Yeah. And it was so simple. I mean, the healing was so simple. Jesus said, okay, your faith have made you whole. And immediately, he began to see. So all that Jesus needed to do was to touch something in the realm of the spirit or approve something in the realm of the spirit, yeah, or authorizing. Yeah, there was no doubt the faith of the man was complete. And then Jesus said, okay, is this all that your faith is, your faith won? And he said, yes. And then Jesus said, all right, it is done. Yeah, your faith, I've done it, I've received it. Yeah, so let me ask you. You used faith to get certain things from God. Maybe you needed a new job. And then through faith, you're able to get the job. Why do you think the same faith that gave you the job cannot also give you other things? Yeah. Maybe you had a pain somewhere in your body, and through faith, the pain disappeared. Why do you think the same faith cannot remove a more serious problem in your health? Why do you think the faith that took away headache cannot also take away cancer or fibroid or whatever? Yeah. It is the same faith. Yeah, you just need to be desperate enough. It is the same faith that God certain blessings you have now for you that we also get the other things you still need for you. It is just the same faith. You just need to be desperate enough. Yeah, because Jesus asked him, this faith, what does he want? Yeah, because Jesus could see that this man has demonstrated 100% faith. And Jesus was like, this faith you have demonstrated through your shouting, what are you really asking for? And the man said, I just want to see. And Jesus said, that's simple. Receive it. And he got it. Yeah. So when your faith have reached the peak, you will see Jesus. I mean, when the demonstration of your faith have reached its peak, you will see Jesus asking you the same thing. What do you want me to do for you? And you will get exactly what you are trusting him for, or you have trusted him for. Yeah, so I'm going to stop here. I pray that you will do something about your faith. In Jesus' name, you're going to pray this prayer. You're going to say, Father, help me to be desperate enough about my faith and trust in you. Say, Father, help me to be desperate enough concerning my faith and trust in you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. When you are desperate enough, everyone will know it. Because you're not going to give up. Pray that God will help you. Desperate people, they don't give up until they get what they want. They don't give up. They don't even care how God will do it. They just cannot give up. Are you giving up already? If you are not, then why are you not desperate? Why aren't you desperate? Say, Father, help me to be desperate enough about my faith and trust in you. Help me to make moves that shows how desperate I am. Help me to take actions that shows how desperate I am. Help me to stop deceiving myself. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray. I mentioned from the scriptures how it is written that faith without works is dead. Just as the body without the spirit is dead. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to add works to my faith. Help me to put my faith to action so that I can experience victory in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to put my faith to action. When you put your faith to action, you are not going to care about what anybody will say. In fact, you are not even going to tell anybody your business. Yeah, and if they happen to know, you don't care what they say. Even if they happen to know the actions you are taking because of your faith in God, you won't care what anybody would say. Ask God to help you. And then you won't be afraid when you are putting your faith to action. If it is really faith, if the faith you say you have is really genuine, if it's genuine, you're not going to be afraid to take action. If you are still afraid to take actions that shows your faith, it means you don't have the faith yet. It means you don't have the faith yet. When you have the faith indeed, you will not be afraid to demonstrate it and to show it through your actions. Say, oh Lord, help me to put my faith into action without fear, without considering what anybody wants to say or want to think. Help me, Father. help me from. When Abraham was going to kill his son, he didn't even tell his wife he was going to kill his son because God asked him to do that. So do you have to tell people about your action of faith? You don't. Do you need people's approval before you take action of faith? You don't. Do you need to fear anyone? You don't. Because this is that, because it's about you and your God. Ask God to help you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And lastly, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, do not pass me by. As you go about helping people, have mercy on me and visit me. Attend to my needs. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, do not pass me by. Do not pass me by. As you go about helping people, changing lives, blessing lives, healing people, setting the captives free, come to me as well. Come to me as well. Show me mercy. Even as you shown that man mercy, the blind Bartimaeus, show me mercy also. Talk to him. Say, Lord Jesus, show me mercy. Don't pass me by. Stop by my place. Stop by my house. Visit me and change my life. Show me mercy. Help me. Touch me. Help me. Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I'm going to pray for you now and on your water. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this hour. Thank you for all that you have done. Yes, we are grateful for all that you have done for us. We are also grateful for all that you are doing right now for our good. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Father, I ask that you show mercy on your people here. Have mercy on everyone here right now. In Jesus' name. Help them to seek you correctly and to have faith correctly and to demonstrate their faith correctly so that they can get interventions from you. Father, help everyone here right now. In Jesus' name, I pray for you that Jesus shall not pass you by. Jesus shall not pass you by. Even as we are going to be embarking on 40 days fasting next month, I pray that Jesus shall not pass you by. He shall show you mercy. He shall visit you. He shall touch you. And he shall save you. He shall heal you. He shall deliver you. He shall transform your life. In Jesus' name. I pray that all the steps that God has been waiting for you to take, so that he can help and bless you, I pray that you receive grace to take those steps right now. In Jesus' name, the decisions God is waiting for you to make, the actions God has been waiting for you to take, so that he can help and bless you, receive grace to take those actions right now. Receive grace to make such decisions right now. Thank you, Father. The fear of man that is stopping you from doing what Jesus has been waiting for you to do, I cast out that fear. In Jesus' name, the fear of what people will say, or what somebody will say or think, that have been stopping you from doing what Jesus has been waiting for you to do all this while, I uproot that fear right now from your life. In Jesus' name. Father, I ask that you anoint the water your people have placed before you right now with your fire and with your power right now in Jesus' name. Let your power flow through this water. Let your fire flow through this water to change the lives of your people. Let their sicknesses and diseases be taken away as they use this water on themselves, in Jesus' name. Father, let every infirmity and deformities be uprooted as your people drink this water, in Jesus' name. And not only that, let demons run out of their lives. Let demons run out of their spirit, souls, and bodies, and they take this water. Let captivities be broken. Let yoke be broken. Let chains be broken. Let covenants of darkness be broken. Let works of darkness be destroyed as your people take this water. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know that you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.